The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger.
Hello.
What's up?
Hi.
Happy New Year.
I mean, not yet, but we're getting close.
Happy New Year.
Happy almost New Year.
We're in this weird interim. Mm. This is the weirdest time of the year.
Yeah.
From December 25th to December 31st. It's like time doesn't exist. Mm.
It's the best week.
What kind of a warp are we in? Are we getting fucked up every day? Are we sleeping all day? Are we trying to
shopping.
Write our to-do lists? Are we doing returns? Are we shopping for post-Christmas?
Looking for New Year's
deals?
Outfit?
Can we talk about how this is like the one week of the year where nobody expects anything of you at all?
Mm-hmm. It is a nice week of the year.
I love that. I'm going to call it, let's name this Trash Week.
Okay. Trash Week.
Yeah.
This is Trash Week.
Welcome to Trash Week.
I feel like I still get work emails on Trash Week.
No, you don't.
Really?
What could you possibly getting a work email about?
I don't know. Our podcast that we've never taken a break from.
Yeah, that's true. That's why we're here.
Yep.
I do like this year because New Year's Eve is on a Sunday, which means New Year's is on a Monday, which means that whole week is kind of like a throwaway week too. I love because like the past couple years, New Year's has been like on a Thursday, Friday, you know, it moves a day up every year, but now we're getting into the middle of the week. So we're pushing through for another trash
week. For like 6 years, we're going to have a whole week
another trash
of New
week.
Year's.
Yeah. I love it.
I love Trash Week.
Yeah. I love when Christmas and New Year's are both like in the middle
of
the week.
On a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah.
So nice.
It is nice.
We're starting into a good couple years, which I love. Okay. December 28th. Well, before we start, of course, obviously, if you haven't joined our Patreon, please join it.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you over there. One true crime episode every single week.
Yep.
In addition to our first three episodes. And it's episodes that you choose.
Yep.
You tell us you want us to do a deep dive into, and we will.
Yep.
For the people.
There's so much stuff over there, you guys.
So much stuff.
It's full of stuff.
Jared's computer is bursting at the seams because he has so many files over there from all of our first degrees.
I know. Half my life is just chasing down all these files. But you know what?
I organize them for you quite well.
You do a great job, Lex.
Thank you.
It's on my end. But my point is, there's so much that like, you know, it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
So check it out.
Before we get into today's episode, I do want to know, like, what do you people do on Trash Week? Like, what is your go-to?
Usually, we drive to Sedona.
Yeah, that's true.
Like after Christmas Day, we go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or a couple years ago, we went like on a family vacation. Like we went to the desert and rented a house.
Yeah.
And like did that.
That's cool.
So we usually go somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
During Trash Week. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Video games.
Oh my God.
Historically growing up, you get the cool new stuff on Christmas.
Yeah, wait. Do video games, do they do releases on Christmas?
A lot of big studios will put out games like just last quarter
like
of the year.
Pre-Christmas, so you
it's
can buy them for people.
It's a great time to do it.
Yeah.
So usually when Christmas rolls around, when you're a kid, you either get a new Xbox,
if
you're really lucky, or you get a game.
Mm.
And then for like the week after Christmas, you just get to be a potato.
Veg.
Yeah.
Rot.
So I still honor that tradition as an adult.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I get like a weird anxiety in the week, but I usually push through by having some drinks.
Yeah.
That's how you usually do.
And leftovers.
And leftovers.
Ooh, the leftovers. Oh, what's your Thanksgiving dinner or your Christmas dinner like? You go traditional? You like to go ham,
sometimes
turkey?
Sometimes my dad goes like Cornish game hen.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes
wow.
he goes like prime rib.
Love, okay.
Sometimes, yeah, I'd say those are probably the two things.
Prime rib is usual in my house, mm-hmm. too.
We usually do lobster. We usually do like a surf and turf, which I'm also into.
Remember I love lobster, but I can't. TikTok's ruined.
The lobster?
Yeah. Like, and crabs.
Like the boiling
crabs
of them?
Are different than lobsters. I feel like crabs are cuter than lobsters.
Oh, no. We're going off cuteness?
Cute.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I've been struggling with
the lobster. Yikes.
We met some cows like a couple months ago. And
they're so cute.
I just got to disconnect from that one.
It's tough, dude. It's tough. But you know what? As a human at the top of the food chain.
Burgers are tasty.
I try to be responsible with it all. But, you know, I like meat.
I get it.
You're so responsible, Jared.
I would eat a lobster if it was in front of me and I've had a glass of wine.
Hell
I'm
yeah.
I'm just not going to like seek it out as much as I used to.
You're not gonna
seek it out.
You're not going
to
go to Red Lobster and pick the one in the tank?
No. See, that's insane that people do that. I can't. I have to disconnect because I can't put the two and two together, but octopus will be something I will never eat again.
Me too.
But everything else is fair game.
It's hard to know what to do as a human at the top of the food chain.
We were just trying to make
it's
it
tough,
through.
Man. It's tough out there.
Trying to make it through. All right. Should we get into the day today?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been like, again, Trash Week's weird and it's been weird throughout history. Not as weird as it is like these days, but we're going to get into it.
Trash Week.
Trash Week. Starting in 1612, December 28th, the first observation of Neptune by Galileo. So Galileo was not taking these days off.
Mm-mm.
He was like, Christmas happened. Now I'm going to go search for some planets. And he found that.
Planets or land?
Planets. Neptune?
Galileo.
Galileo.
What was he doing?
Looking out
he
into the stars.
He found Neptune for the first time.
I thought you said, I was thinking Magellan for some reason.
Close.
Yeah. Kind of has like a jelly sort of name.
Yeah. Galagellan.
Yeah.
Sorry. In 1869, William Finley Semple of Mount Vernon, Ohio, patents chewing gum.
Whoa.
Oh,
and I guess this
yeah.
was a big deal back in the day.
Hell yeah.
Also, it's weird. Like, trying to invent chewing gum just seems like a whole interesting feat.
Imagine figuring out what that need is that you're filling. Like, yes. that yeah. demand that you need to fill. Like, people are bored. They just want to...
Chew on gum.
You would think it would be maybe to combat smoking, but back in the day, I don't even... There's no way they knew smoking was bad because they didn't know smoking was bad until, like, the 60s.
No, they knew. They just didn't care.
Didn't care.
Yeah.
So it wasn't for that. It wasn't like a... fixation for smokers.
Yeah, the gum thing. Yeah, it's interesting. Well, I guess some people do it now to like have good breath.
I don't think this probably tasted that good.
No, it's
probably bubble
it like sap.
Probably sugary.
Yeah,
whatever it was, and I bet you it was one of those gums that like disintegrated in your mouth.
Ew.
There's no way that keeps.
I'm like bubble gum. I miss those.
You do
the watermelon flavor.
Oh, no, Big League Chew.
Oh,
that's
big
where it was fucking
chew.
At. Big League Chew.
You get those big bubbles, and then it just evaporates.
That little packet. Yeah.
I remember the fruit stripe, like with the zebra.
Yep,
so
of course. Good.
Those were so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
I even liked the purple one.
Fruit stripe. Yeah. By the way,
it wasn't really grape.
Fruit stripe. Yeah. Shortest flavor.
Yeah,
yeah,
but it's
also
so satisfying.
You get about 30 seconds.
Really good, though.
Anyways, wow. Wow, yeah. Thinking about, like, okay, so the first people to chew chewing gum, what?
It said that spearmint was the flavor of his first gum, so he was going minty.
This is what I'm saying here. This is he's doing people a favor.
For double mint?
Oh, so good.
But it wasn't minty. It was like...
It was
kind of minty.
It was.
I was thinking juicy fruit.
Juicy fruit.
Oh, it said the first mass marketed chewing gum was called Adams New York Chewing Gum in the 1870s. So this was just shortly after William Finley did his
invention.
Patent. And it was sold as sour orange and it was supposed to be used as an after dinner gum.
Interesting.
Sour
so it's kind of like a dessert. You know,
like an aperitivo or post-tivo.
Yes.
It's weird to think about the many phases of big gum. One of them being fruit by the foot.
So loved good. That.
Who thought to put it in like a tape measure sort
God,
of device?
You know what? They really made gum fun back in the day.
They did.
Candy
as a kid?
Had gimmicks. And
yeah.
I feel, maybe it still does.
I don't think so the way that it used to.
It was so, so 90s.
I feel like we were also, like at a peak time of like commercials that really got you back in the day.
Like Easy Bake Oven. I had like three of those. They
hell
kept breaking,
yeah.
but
yeah.
I wanted it.
I did the creepy crawlers. I don't know if you could eat them, but I had the creepy
crawlers.
I love those.
Remember creepy crawlers?
Gak.
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 God,
Squand.
We had it good, guys.
Squand was good.
Squand was nice.
Squan?
Baby. Foam? Oh, the squishy foam?
Oh yeah.
What's it fucking called? Squam?
No, no. I don't know.
Squand, Jared.
I'm kidding. I don't know what it's called.
God, I loved all those toys.
Me too. Or like the Play-Doh toys where like the doll, you could push hair through it.
Yeah.
It was like the Play-Doh factories.
Yeah.
Polly Pockets.
I had, yeah.
It was good stuff.
My Little Ponies.
Damn. Yeah. We had it really good.
We had it good.
Baby Bottle Pops.
Sorry, kids of today.
Yeah.
Mm. Moon Boots?
Moon Boots.
I think they're around.
Remember Skip-Its or whatever they're called?
They actually have.
Skip-O. Loved Skip-It.
I loved Skip-It. But they have a version of Moon Boots. I forget what they're called, like Kanga Boots or something. And there's like a whole workout surrounded by them.
Yeah.
I tried to buy a pair during COVID because I thought it looked so fun. It was definitely like a COVID thing. But they're like Moon Boots where you, but they're like shaped
trampoline
in like a
boots.
Crescent. And you bounce on them and you can do like a cardio workout. It looks so fun.
Now we're talking.
That's the kind of cardio I'd be into because it's like low impact on your knees.
Yeah.
You know,
I just like a good walk.
Yeah, walk's nice. I mean, I actually don't. I have never done that. I don't know if I'd like it. Okay, so in 1895, Auguste Lumière and Louis Lumière show 10 films to a paying audience at the Grand Café in Boulevard des Capucines, marking it as the first paying audience for movies.
Wow.
So it was the first movie that anybody paid to go to.
Wow.
And it was basically just like a film of people on the street. So basically they could just like look over and see the same thing happening. But then they paid money to see it on a screen.
Meta.
Yeah, very, very meta.
Mm-hmm. Meta.
Meta. Okay, so in 1917, the Great Bathtub Hoax happened.
Whoa.
What's this?
Now, I don't know if you guys remember, there a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago or so, I don't remember exactly what we were talking about, but it was like a fake news article. And in the news article, the guy was like, this is fake. And like everybody took it. It was basically fake news back in the day.
Mm.
Now, this is another version of fake news. So it was by a guy named H.L. Mencken. And he wrote this whole hoax article about bathtubs on December 28th in 1917 in the New York Evening Mail about the history of the bathtub. And he was basically just like spewing out all of these fake facts that like made no sense, including that bathtubs were banned and like the history of the first bathtub and whatever. And even though he repeatedly stated the article was a joke, the fake facts continue to this day to be reprinted in articles and books about bathtubs and hygiene and have even made their way into medical journals.
Big Whoa. Tub.
Big tub.
Big tub was taking hold back then.
It really makes me think like, what's true about anything? You know,
honestly, people listening to this podcast are probably thinking the same thing.
I mean,
what is true about
like,
anything?
What am I supposed to believe?
The bathtub facts made their way into medical journals. So now you can't even trust medical journals or scientific journals about anything because some guy made a fake hoax article and said it was a hoax article. But then nobody reads the fine print.
Everything in life is just a game of telephone.
It's
so true, especially back in the day.
Ooh, yeah.
There's a lot of pitfalls
telephones.
Out there.
Yep.
Yeah. You got to be careful. You have to be very selective on what you choose to believe in this life.
Well, and it's like any history was just written by the person that makes it favorable for them. So it's like, God knows.
And any content creator, whether that creator is a doctor or a journalist, is like their take and their perspective is baked into what they're doing just inadvertently.
That's why you can't trust the news.
Well, I think bias is just part of inherent bias. I don't know how you avoid it.
Yeah.
Like it's baked into our brain.
Human psyche.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
It's interesting.
1920, Amelia Earhart takes her first airplane flight. The experience made her determined to become an aviator, and she began taking flying lessons a few weeks later. So
ambitious.
The beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end. I was like, how do I word this?
1954, the first successful kidney transplant is performed by Joseph E. Murray and David Hume.
That's 1954.
Kidney transplant?
Yeah.
Damn, that sounds hard.
I know.
The first one?
Yeah. They're like
so much pressure.
You think they were like this? Like fingers crossed?
Yeah, back in the day, they didn't have any help. They were just like doing their best with their fingers.
Oh, imagine having to do anything back then surgically. Wow.
A nightmare.
Terrifying.
Imagine being the recipient of the transplant.
Imagine
surgery.
Life before anesthesia. I read an article that, I don't know whoever would have come up with this, but basically they, I guess scientists, used to think that babies didn't have feelings. So anytime they would do a surgery on a baby, they wouldn't give them anesthesia.
Yikes.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Why would you think babies don't have feeling?
Well, because they're like, I can't remember anything from when I was a baby.
Yeah, I guess that's a myth where it's like nothing will affect you until you can remember.
Yeah.
It's like biggest misconception ever.
Yeah.
It's all just deep rooted.
It's literally the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
What like holds onto your brain
it's
the
like
most.
The show Dexter.
Yeah.
Remember how the inception of Dexter? Yes. When he walked in on his mom being murdered and he woke up in like he was a baby sitting in blood and found that way.
Yeah.
And he became a serial killer, but he was like a bait one.
Yeah. Got baked into his brain.
And yikes. Dexter is basically real. So
yeah,
it applies here.
I mean, basically. Sorry.
There's enough things that are similar enough to Dexter that it's real.
I guess.
1958, The Chipmunks hit number one.
The Chipmunks.
Like Alvin,
yeah,
et cetera.
Alvin.
Et al.
Yeah. And it used to be called, I think it was like, he had a different name. It was like Theodore and the Chipmunks.
No, Theodore
was one of them.
One of the Chipmunks.
Alvin, Theodore, and Simon.
Yeah. No, it was something like, I forget who it was, but they had a different
Alvin
name.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
No, but it wasn't Alvin. It was like Sam or something and the Chipmunks. And then they changed Alvin to be like a more...
Why wasn't it Charles and the Chipmunks?
That would make more sense.
Chip and the Chipmunks.
Chip and the Monks.
Chip Gaines and the Chipmunks.
Chip and the Monks. I love alliteration. If you ever read our descriptions for these episodes, I always try to use alliteration.
I also am a big alliteration fan.
Yeah. Charles and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, I like that. 1968, the first major rock festival was held on America's East Coast, took place.
Hell yeah.
100,000 people attended the December Miami Pop Festival. It was also the first rock festival to have two separate main stages, Jared.
Wow, really?
Yeah, 1968.
68.
Also, interesting time to have a festival, December 28th. I know it was in Miami, but still.
Yeah.
It's probably awesome.
It's probably nice down there.
It's probably awesome.
Trash week.
That's what you do on Trash Week is go to a festival, but it's too cold for festivals in Trash Week.
I don't go to festivals on Trash Week. Trash Week is trash. I'm on the couch or the...
You don't want to change clothes on Trash Week.
No.
I do. I want to do shit.
I'm trash.
You always want to do stuff then.
I know. In the year 2000, December 28th, the Human Genome Project is declared complete, providing a complete mapping of the human DNA sequence.
Wow. Ta-da! Now we know this is what we are.
Yeah.
What do we do with it?
Then you send it out into that little space probe that we talked about.
Wait, what year was this?
2000.
Oh, I can't believe it took them that long.
It did take a while. But now we know. This is our genome.
Where is the DNA?
Also, what do we do with that? Is DNA like a soul?
It's a blueprint.
Like, where does it go?
It's a map.
It's just molecular. It's very small.
Well, it just determines what makes up a human.
Oh,
and it's
sure.
like the instructions on how
it's
to make
data.
Cells be a human.
It's people data.
It's zeros and ones.
Zeros and ones. Well.
It's a bunch of, it's a helix.
That's one of those things.
Helixes.
Sorry.
I don't understand.
Not to be like pea brain here, but like, I don't understand how they figure that kind of stuff out.
I don't understand.
Like, how do you get to that understanding of like, you're able to basically take the human essence and turn it into binary code? Like,
everything's binary, though.
Well, you have to understand what that transfer is.
And clearly,
the mathematic.
I don't. And clearly, I don't.
Like, cells equal which number, and like that. Half facts. Let's move on.
1 year at Arizona State.
We definitely can't talk
one year
about
at Arizona
DNA.
State, that's, me.
That's for sure. Before we move on the stand, I have our word of the day. It is Norwegian, and you pronounce it utepils. Utepils. And it literally translates to outdoors lager. So it means to sit outside and have on a nice day and enjoy a beer.
Wow. Oh, an outside beer.
Utepils.
I don't do inside beers anymore.
No.
I don't like beer.
You don't like beer?
No, me neither.
Not even like a light lager, like a crisp, ice cold lager. Really?
No.
Gives me acid reflux.
Dude, that's one of life's like simplest pleasures right there.
I mean,
I like most other alcohols.
This doesn't really technically need to be a beer.
Yeah.
It's just sitting out outside on a nice day enjoying a...
Libation.
Libation of whatever you're choosing.
Okay, so just this is every day for you.
Utepils.
Utepils.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah, right. Me too.
It's
good
definitely
word.
Go do that today. I know it's not nice a lot of places right now, but
it's nice inside. Go on your deck.
Go on your deck.
A cold crispy boy sounds nice.
A cold crispy boy. Just throw that in the snow. So good. All right. Well, when we come back, we got some bitching to do. Woo.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
All right, welcome to On the Stand. Every week, we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand. We love it. We hate it. We talk about it. We vote on it. We bring it to Instagram. You vote on it. And sometimes we have a listener on the stand. Sometimes we don't. If you want to call in.
Guess what? There's a phone number.
What is it?
818-446-6889. That's our phone number.
That's what's up.
I don't know any other numbers.
It's also in the show notes. It also is in the show notes.
Yeah, check below.
Do we have a listener today?
No.
We're going without it.
Going without it.
That's why we need you to call that phone number.
Last episode of the year. These better be good.
We know it's the end of the year. Everybody's getting kind of lazy.
Dude, everybody's just chilling.
Yeah.
Like, you might not even listen to this episode.
But, like, if you do, and you hear us plead for you to call in. Let us know what you're thinking.
Call in, bitches.
Anyways, let's get started.
We mean bitches in a loving way.
Does anybody want to go or should I go?
I'll go.
Oh, wow. Jared's going first.
Okay. I never go first. We're talking about Trash Week. We're talking about don't fucking talk to me. Mm-hmm. Leave me alone. It's the end of the year. I'm unreachable.
Unreachable.
I'm unreachable. My on the stand this week is an auto reply email.
Okay.
And basically letting people know as soon as they message you, like, I'm not available. Because I feel like in America, especially, a lot of people hesitate to put up the auto reply.
Yeah, the auto office.
For me, it would be interesting because most of the people I work with professionally are friends. So... But I really like this idea. I got one from someone the other day, and it's the first time in a long time that I've gotten the auto reply.
I get them all the time.
Do you?
I get them all the time as well.
But they're usually from someone copied that I didn't...
And that's what had happened to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, do I need...
Sometimes I get them from people I work with that are always out of the office.
Good for them.
I know. I'm like, I didn't even put an out of the office for our wedding.
They're probably international.
No, they're not.
Oh.
They're from here and it's all the time. And I'm like, this is, I mean, good for you, like, to set your boundaries, but it's also crazy. I guess it's just the American capitalism in my mind is like, what? That's nuts. Cause I didn't put one on for a wedding. I should have.
I don't think I've ever put one on.
No, but that's why I obviously haven't either.
But that's why I'm putting it on the stand today is because we're in that week where it's acceptable to do it. If you're going to start, if you maybe wanted to start, you can ease into it this week. Yeah. And I'm saying, not guilty, and I want to start doing it because I want people to know.
Jared, like, you have no reason to be out of office. I mean, we also live a lifestyle that we're always out of office.
None of us go to the office. We all work from home.
There's no office.
I know, but I just want
to
do it.
And Jared, you literally just want to do it.
I
just
want to
do it. I just want to do it.
Okay.
He wants to be out of the office for podcasting, which he also can't be
out
of the office.
All I want is for someone to hit me up and for some robot to be like, sorry, you can't talk
to me. Jared, you don't even get emails that are not from Alexis.
That's what I've said. It's all my friends that would be messaging
And I'm always
me.
Like, hey, Jer, zero rush. I know. This is just to get ahead so we don't have to be stressed. I love you so much. You're a rock. It's like I send the nicest.
I'm going to be honest.
You're a rock star.
Ever.
I'm going to be honest.
What?
There's nobody that I need this for.
No.
I just want to do it.
I think you want to cosplay that you're in corporate America.
Yes. I want to cosplay as like a corporate
well, then you
guy.
Have to wear a suit.
Okay. I have a bunch.
He does have a bunch.
But. This is the week that I want to do it.
I feel like the auto response would be more of a burden on my mental capacity, like psyche,
knowing that it's
than
active.
It would just dealing with the email and replying to it quickly.
I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. I would
feel bad about
I would
like,
still check my email. Like yeah. I have an obsession of checking my email. Like, it's not like I just would never check it for weeks. I'm like, well, what if I got a good email coming through, or like an offer for something, or I don't know, like an opportunity. Like, I don't know. I
don't
can't.
Get a lot of those. That's
I don't
why
check
I
it on the weekend.
Up.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, I do.
Like, it comes on my phone. Yeah, if I see something important, I'll deal with it. But like, yeah. Sometimes I don't open my computer.
That's a good
like,
boundary. That's a good yeah. boundary.
Oh, I won't work on the weekend, but I'll still just like check something coming through. And I'm like, well, what?
Oh, I work on the weekend. Monday. Sunday night, I'm working. I work hard.
Jared, you can't.
He works hard for his money.
Yeah, and then whatever.
Anyways.
I'm putting it up.
I'll say not guilty, people.
Not guilty.
I hope people do that.
I'm jealous of the person I know that does it all the time.
And I like when I get one.
No hate.
I like
that.
When I get one, too, because I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to expect to hear back from you, like,
ever.
Immediately.
Yeah.
So, I like it.
I'm going to say not guilty.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
More power to all you who do it.
More power. okay, so on the stand today, I am putting up getting dressed up for New Year's.
Okay.
Now, you know, we've had some weird New Year's. I never know what we're going to do. Sometimes, like, I always want to get out of LA. And then it comes the time where, like, oh, I really do want to go to a party. I want to celebrate some way. And then this year, we're going to a cabin at Lake Arrowhead and just probably staying there. However, I think no matter what you're doing, I think it is very fun to dress up for New Year's. Mm-hmm. So like, even if it's just me and Jared staying in, I still want to get dressed up and celebrate and like kiss at midnight. Like I like the tradition of doing it. And I think it just like starts the year off nicely. But like, I know a lot of people don't, but I personally, I'm defending it. I think that there's something cute, like starting the year off in your little fancy outfit, celebrating the New Year.
I'm in on this.
I have
I'm
no
in.
Problem with this.
I'm in with this. I like to dress up. I like to, it's almost like how they bury you in nice clothes. Mm-hmm. It's like the end of the year. It's like my funeral for that year.
Yeah, setting the tone.
Yeah,
setting the tone.
I'd like to show up in my best.
And you got to dress for the life you want.
Yep. That's why I put on my yellow undies. Because
we're
going to
talk about that in a second.
Okay.
I'm bringing that up.
I bought
for our next segment.
For our yellow. Next segment. Don't talk about it yet.
They were yellow when
which
I bought
remains
them.
Unnamed.
Unnamed.
But I like this, especially the smooch part, because that part's fun.
Okay, not guilty.
New Year's
I'm not guilty. I think it's cute. And also, it's hard to stay out till 12 or stay even up till 12.
Yeah.
But like, I think a fancy outfit helps you.
Totally.
You know?
And champagne.
And champagne. Yeah. Always. Mm. Always.
Okay, so am I next?
Yes.
You are.
So mine is interesting. It doesn't completely clash with yours.
Okay.
Uh-oh. But it definitely could.
Okay.
So I had, and I have it in the notes, I already had this.
Okay.
But high heels at home.
Oh.
So I'm putting wearing high heels at home or in someone else's house party. Like, unless you're at a mansion in the hills that, like, you feel like you're not in a humble abode. But if you're at, like, a traditional home at a party, high heels. I don't think we need to do that.
Interesting.
If I was home and Jack came out in high heels, I'd be like, what the fuck is about to happen?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I only wear heels when we're like going out or like up out.
Yeah. Right. But like, for example, unless it's like a theme party, right? Like Halloween, if your costume has a heel.
Yeah.
But I think like if you're having a dinner party, a potluck, a birthday party at your house, like I don't think people need to wear high heels to
you're
parties.
A stiletto is unneeded.
Correct. At a house party. I think you can look nice.
Yeah.
But I think you can do that in a loafer, in a boot, in a sneaker.
Yeah. This is interesting. We were talking about house parties recently because we had a Halloween
shindig.
House party at your house. There's something about a house party that makes me so tired.
They're fun, though.
I just get so tired.
I like the way that you guys did it.
It's comfortable.
I'll tell
because
you.
Because you're on couches.
It's too comfortable. Like, I get so sleepy.
I don't.
And I can't rage. Like, I can't really, like, have my, like, most fun because I get too comfortable.
Well, because, like, you were uncomfortable. You're, I mean, Halloween costumes are not traditionally comfortable. Like, mine was made of polyester and, like, they're itchy. And it's like, you're like, oh, I'm going to change into comfies. And then once you do that, it's over.
And then you're like, now I'm just sitting on a couch in pajamas.
Yeah. Now I'm almost asleep.
That's what I'm saying again to dressing up for New Year's Eve. Because it's like, I feel like it forces you to like at least formality not be too comfy that you're so fucking tired. You want to just go to bed.
Yeah. Formality is uncomfortable. And that keeps you like on your toes.
Yeah, that keeps you up. Yeah.
I understand that.
I feel at home though.
But I don't get
I do agree with that. Unless it's like for like a special occasion. Yeah. Like super special occasion.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I'm like on the fence about it because
you don't wear
like,
high heels, Jared.
I think you're just thinking about home parties.
I'm just thinking about
home house parties.
I'm looking at it from my perspective as like being so like presentable and like dressed up because that's an uncomfortable thing too.
Yeah.
I like it because it keeps you alert, but I don't know what it's like to wear a high heel, so I can't really weigh in on this. But
well, it's also like some people want you to take shoes off, like Carrie Bradshaw, Sex and the City. There was a whole episode about this. She took off her Manolos and they got stolen.
Oh,
because there was like a shoe room. It's like everyone has to take off their shoes, but like you could scuff up people's floors. Mm-hmm. Like I wore a pair of heeled boots once that like were leaving black streaks around.
Oh no,
by accident.
Oopsie daisy.
Whoops. But yeah, I don't know. I also just don't. I'm really clumsy. I'm not a high heel gal. Like I have them. I wear them, but
yeah.
Not a lot.
No, it's definitely like the older you get to, it's like, is this necessary?
Do I need to hurt myself?
Yeah. Do
I want to?
Not usually.
And also your partner wants to probably appear taller and that doesn't help.
Yeah.
You know, like that's, I don't, when you but come I love out with a heel.
See, I feel most confident in a high heel.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Sorry.
So what do we think about this?
I'm going to say heels at home guilty for the most part. Unless special occasions.
There are caveats.
Oh, dude, if you're our upstairs neighbor, take the heels off.
That's another thing,
take
especially in an apartment.
That's all they do. She's stomping around. And these, dude.
It's all she does.
Ugh.
I don't even think she's in high heels. I don't know what's going on up there.
My.
Bowling.
I hope you listen to this and I hope you hear
bowling, throwing fucking boulders on the ground.
If you're our upstairs neighbor and you hear me right now and you're listening to this podcast, I fucking hate you. I hate you. End of story.
I've never seen him like this.
I don't like you at all. You're the worst neighbor.
Listen, it was better than our neighbor before that was literally vacuuming at 3 a.m.
Who's the one who spilt a drink on me?
That was our previous neighbor.
One Halloween.
That vacuums at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Well, I stood up for myself.
Sorry, this neighbor is still worse.
They're pretty bad.
If you're listening,
they're screaming.
What are the odds that you'd have two bad ones in a row?
Screaming fights. It's
I hate you so much. Anyways, high heels.
Jared and I are so quiet. We're so quiet.
It's like
house mouse.
We actually deserve to live on the top floor because of how quiet we are.
I'm a golden neighbor.
Me and Matt are quiet too.
Yeah.
Like we Bosley barrels around, but like
see, that could sound like a bowling ball.
But we
underneath
have big
you.
Thick carpets also.
Yeah.
No one's ever complained. Yeah. I mean,
because they wouldn't, because you guys are respectable human
Matt's
beings.
Also the mayor of our building.
He's the mayor.
He's the HOA. He's basically like HOA.
Yeah, you can't talk shit to him.
No.
I'm gonna ask him how he climbed to that position because I'm gonna do that and then I'm gonna evict
He's
these
just
people.
The most
Jared, you can't do it at a place we rent.
He's just the most ambitious.
Fuck, you're right.
And he just handles shit. He'll be like, oh, there's a hole in some drywall. He just gets it handled.
Yeah, sounds like not something I want to do.
I'll do it. Whatever I can do to get these people out.
Okay.
All right, next.
You can't do that at a place where you rent, but that's fine. Okay, well, when
you
we
put a snaddle rake in their mailbox.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah, that was bad.
We were just talking about that yesterday.
That was bad.
I might send them one of those glitter things.
Okay.
A glitter bomb?
Yeah.
All right, well, when we come back, it is time for some True Crime Rewind, and this is True Crime Rewind.
Woo!
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. Whether I'm on TV or Broadway, I live by two rules. Follow your dreams and always wear great shoes. That's why I love DSW. Must-have shoes that pair well with whatever you've dreamed up for your life. Seriously, DSW has all the shoes you need for everything, from errand days to date nights. And they're from top brands at prices you can totally brag to all your friends about. That's why I've partnered with DSW to create a collection of shoes I know you'll love. Because, let's be real, whether I'm dancing on TV, teaching you how to make the perfect cocktail in my best-selling book or starting a whole new venture, it's all about the shoes. Find the shoes to do all the amazing things you do in my new collection at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey,
There's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real real, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, so I thought it would be very interesting to look up, you know, traditions in general. I'm fascinated by because I'm like, where did these things start? Traditions are so bizarre when you like actually think about them. And it's like take yourself a step away. You're like, this is bizarre. But first, I wanted to start with like any traditions like that we have, New Year's Eve traditions. Now, Jared talked about the underwear. I don't know if we've talked about this on this podcast before, but the tradition that I do on New Year's is I wear a specific color of underwear for what I want my next year to bring. Have we talked about this before?
We've talked about it. I don't remember if it's been
on the podcast or not. So this tradition, there's like five different colors of underwear that you can wear, and each of them corresponds to a different thing that you want for that year. So there's red. Red is for love. If you are wanting to bring some romance into your life, you're wearing red underwear on New Year's Eve, and you need to wear them on New Year's Eve, clicking over into New Year's. Also, white, peace.
I don't need that. Nobody's going to wear white.
Yellow, money.
That's what you want.
Strap those on.
Black, power.
Ooh, black.
Shit, I'm changing my mind.
Green, nature and adventure.
Nope. Black or yellow.
Pink is like, this is weird when I was looking this up. Pink is like a soft love. So red is like romance, like steamy, passionate
lust.
Romance. Lust.
Don't even.
Pink is like a, like you want like a cuddle.
Yeah, throw the pink away. Throw the pink away, what? Throw the green away, and throw, what's the other one? White.
And blue is health. Now I did, there was a year that I bought Jared, because I always buy him a new pair of underwear on Christmas to wear for that New Year's. That's like a tradition that we have, because I'm like, he's not going to do it himself. I'm like, Jared, this year, you really want some money. So he has a pair of yellow underwear.
Jack's going to freak out.
What if you wear black and yellow stripes?
This is what happened. I bought him a pair of blue underwear with like bananas. Yellow bananas on them.
Okay.
Because this is during COVID that I'm like, we need health. We need all the health that we can get. Like, we got to stay healthy as a family. And then they have little yellow bananas for money.
Great.
This year, I'm walking out. I'm dropping my pants. I'm going to have three pairs of underwear on.
Okay.
And they're going to be red. They're going to be yellow.
Red. We don't need
red. And
they're
going to be black.
So lust, money, and power.
Straight up.
Okay.
Straight up.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, number one, we don't need more red. We don't need more love.
There's always room for more red.
Also, you're never going to have the power in this relationship. So that's never going to work.
I'm not talking about.
You can get it in the world.
I'm talking about like.
He's not going to have power in the world.
I'm looking for like Jay-Z, Beyonce sort of power.
Okay. Power couple.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe. You can come.
So then we can do black and yellow stripes like a little bumblebee.
No,
that's what I want.
I'm wearing three separate underwear. Pairs.
But
it
I feel like
work
power with power comes money. Like, I feel like black is safe.
Yeah, that's true. And black is such an easy color to wear of underwear.
I wear it every day.
Money
year,
comes
it
and goes.
Work.
Power.
Mm. No, I want the money. I don't want power.
I want money and power.
I want money, power,
definitely.
And lust.
But
is that
I
what
wouldn't
red is?
Wield power very well. I'm too nice.
I don't need power. With power comes like a lot of problems.
Great responsibility.
With power also,
you need employees, and I don't want an employee.
With power also comes
or
money.
Or a festival of any kind. No. I don't want any big event dedicated to me.
Yeah.
No, I don't want the responsibility from power, but I just want the money.
Money from
Alexis
power.
Fest would be fun.
Lex Fest.
Oh, no.
Dude, we should do
one.
No
one would buy any tickets
yes,
to that.
Yes, they would.
I would.
We should do Lex Fest.
We got to get rid of the black underwear. We don't want power.
We want money.
We want money.
And power.
Wearing black underwear, yellow underwear, and red underwear.
He's literally going to show up and he's going to like strip.
Get him a pink one.
Yeah. No.
I'm going to get you soft love.
Throw away the pink. Throw away the white.
Because I want to cuddle.
No.
Nature and adventure sounds nice too.
See, I was, well, this is why, this is literally why we're renting this B&B in nature, because this past year we had no nature. I felt so disconnected from like the earth, anything that like brings you back down to reality. So that's why I wanted to start 2024 off in nature, because I thought it was a really important grounding thing to do. Maybe I will have a green. I'll have some green in my money underwear. Yellow and green underwear I could find. Yeah. I searched so hard for me in Victoria's Secret underwear to try to find a yellow and blue one the last time, and they don't exist.
What's with blue?
Blue is health.
Oh, okay.
For the COVID.
Have to get some boxers, some like camo boxers.
To wear with like my fancy sequin dress.
Yeah.
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 No thanks. Do you have any traditions? New Year's traditions?
Drink. With you.
Champagne.
The last few years we like drink together.
Yeah.
You know what? My New Year's tradition is to have a bad New Year's. I've never had a great New Year's.
They're usually not great. That's why
I get fun every time.
Cabin in the woods. You can't go wrong.
I think I had fun. We did the Western sort of vibe. That was fun.
It was fun.
It went off the rails.
Best night of our lives.
It didn't set off my gear into a good year.
It went off the rails.
Well, yeah, you all left me there.
Oh shit!
And I had to close out $2,000 bill by myself. And I was like,
"Let's air it out a year later."
Let's air it out because I don't remember.
Yeah, and I was like, I guess I'm here at Desert 5 by myself now, and everyone went to another place. And I was like, "Where's my boyfriend?"
That hurts. This is what I'm saying. I've never had a great New Year's. Yeah, it's always that.
I still had fun.
No, but it's
but
not
great.
But
then the sole of my cowboy boot came off and it was pouring rain.
It was
pouring rain.
Your shoes fell apart and it's raining.
My shoe fell apart.
It wasn't even raining. It was pouring.
It was like
a river in the street. Yeah. And then on New Year's Day, we went to Dave & Buster's, which was depressing.
It was great.
New Year's
I had a great time.
It was fine until it was time to leave at like 5 p.m. and we're kind of drunk. And I'm like, I'm at Dave and Buster's.
You came up
it
with that on your
own. It threw me off.
I still have a $75 Buster card at home.
I'm never going back.
I have
back.
Like a bag, like a velvet sack of Dave and Buster's tokens.
Can we bust them out and just go like
to Buster's?
Yeah, if you're ever in town long enough to do anything social.
I know. I'm sorry. But
that's Jared's fault.
But yeah, that was a weird... I would think that's like a weird move on like hangover day of trash week, but
didn't make me feel great.
But I got to say,
I loved it.
I love being there and I was having fun with you guys.
It was fun in the moment until it was
when
time
we
to
did
leave.
Dance Dance Revolution. It was good.
Dude, Dance Dance was hilarious.
I had a great time.
I was sweating. I was sweating out everything that I drank.
It was a nice like activity.
I had a great time.
Okay. Should we go into some weird traditions I found around the world?
Yeah.
Okay. So in Denmark, it's a New Year's tradition to throw plates and dishes against your friends and neighbors' front doors. The bigger the pile the next morning, the more luck you'll have during the year.
I think it ruins the paint. I think it would hit a window by mistake. It seems like a bad idea.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going to wish our upstairs neighbor a ton of luck this year.
A Denmark New Year's.
Yeah, this is actually great for you.
I'll be like, congratulations. Good luck.
Yeah. I love that for you.
Just 3 a.m. Just... I'm outside.
It is nice to like get some aggression out for the new year.
Yeah, you got one of those rage rooms.
Dude, we should do a rage room.
I would love to.
I would love to too. Okay, this next one is a German tradition and also like some other countries. It's called Molib Domency. I don't know. So basically what you would do is melt some lead.
Wow.
So the lead is turning...
Sounds healthy.
So first what you want to do is melt some lead.
So you have lead. Yeah. Lead poisoning to begin with. Melt some lead over an aladdle over a flame.
What's an aladdle?
Aladdle.
Like a ladle?
Aladdle. Aladdle, dude. Aladdle, huh? All right. We'll go with that.
Wow.
Melt some lead in a ladle.
It's spelt ladle. I know what a ladle is. Okay, over a flame.
Allegedly.
And then the molten liquid is poured into cold water. So then this lead is going to take on a shape. And whatever shape that is either used to cast a shadow in a flame or the shape itself just is something. And that's basically telling you if you're going to have a good year or a bad year, no matter, depending on what the shape is.
This is a very...
Too arbitrary.
It's very Groundhog Day, but in like a...
Artistic, like, at Groundhog Day.
Well, it's like you're waiting to see what happens, and that's going to dictate the thing, you know?
Yeah. So it said, for example, a bubbly surface is signifying money. I don't know who came up with that. Or a fragile or broken shape is signifying misfortune. Or sometimes it can be shaped in the shape of something, like a ship for traveling.
Which one's lust?
Keys for...
Which one's power?
I don't know. These are very... Keys are for career advancement.
This is why the underwear are a better play here.
That's, I guess, you know? That's
you have more
true.
Control.
You don't have to melt lead. This, you just put on underwear.
Yeah, this is... And
too
also
much danger.
Lead poisoning, probably.
Also, like, melting metal and shit sounds like not...
No, I don't want to do
it's
this.
It's like frying a turkey on... Like, do you need the risk?
We're going to do it this year.
But you do.
For bad news, like, you don't even... Year. At least with a turkey, you get a fried turkey after.
I know. I don't like the option of the bad news.
Yeah.
It's really like, going to throw your, like... Yeah, you're
shit not
off.
Doing all that for bad news.
Worth it.
Okay, in Italy and Naples, people throw old furniture out of the window to symbolize a new fresh start.
I like that.
Sounds like a liability.
Yeah.
But I do like that, though. Because you get clutter.
What do you like your furniture?
And then you have to have somebody come take it away. It seems very...
You could throw it on someone walking.
You should know if you're in Naples on that day.
That's not, true.
You shouldn't be going for a walk.
That's probably how the first anvil got thrown out of a window.
Right, wow. Or a piano. Like cartoony piano.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big... Fear of flying.
Yeah,
piano hitting you.
Yeah, getting
window.
Crushed by a piano.
Yeah. Okay. A Czech tradition is people would predict what would happen during the year ahead with the help of an apple. An apple,
the worst fruit, the most overrated fruit there is.
I agree. The apple is cut in half, and the shape of the core is meant to foretell the fate of everybody surrounding
it's
it.
Always a star.
So it's not even just the person; it's everybody. A cross means somebody at the party will fall ill. And a star means health and happiness for
it's
all.
It's always a star.
It's always a star.
They're the same.
But if you get the cross.
But if there's a cross.
Bad, bad, bad.
Well, then your apple's possessed. And you should just throw all the apples away anyway.
The last one we're going to go to is a Russian tradition. And it's traced back to Russia.
Oh, really?
Sorry.
The Russian tradition. Hold on. Wait. Before we get into this. The Russian tradition traces back to Russia.
Okay. So some families would write their wishes for the new year on scraps of paper, which would they would then set on fire, which is normal. People do that.
Yeah.
And then they would put in their glasses to drink. It's customary to drink the ashes as the clock strikes its 12th chime.
Drink ashes.
Consuming the ashes of that is...
Carbon. That's bad, right?
Yeah.
Carcinogens are generally bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with...
Guilty.
I prefer a kiss at midnight to all of you.
I'd love a smooch. I don't want to be melting iron over an
I
anvil.
Like the idea of the melting of the lead.
I want I a new tradition, though. I'm going to come up with something a little bit foolproof.
Okay.
It's good news.
Always good news.
Feels good.
Yeah.
Somewhere between like putting on funny underwear and sitting on the couch would be great. Find something in there.
Where like that you get good news as a result. I love that.
All right. Well,
I did want to share... A poem that I found that I was preparing for Thanksgiving, but I didn't finish.
Wow.
But I'm like, I found this in my Killing Time prep notes, and I just want to share. It's
just
not finished.
A little bit late and still not finished.
An autumnal hymn.
Are you ready?
Love this for you.
My turkey don't gobble, gobble, it roast. After eating you wobble, wobble the most. With family you squabble, squabble, and then toast.
And then toast.
I love it.
Oh, dude.
It was supposed to be like, my money, don't wiggle.
Yeah, I know.
You got that?
Okay.
We got it all.
Got the reference.
God, I should have done it for Thanksgiving, and I should have finished it.
It's okay, next year.
Everybody knows what you're trying to do.
I think next year Alexis will have one poem at least.
I think so.
Alexis, that was beautiful.
She's going to come back at some point. All right, see you next year.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.